I can't remember a time in my life where someone hasn't hated me. From a young child, I was labelled too loud, too wild, too much. Somehow, despite it all, it has never fazed me. Don't get me wrong, of course at times my ego has a pity party, but it's always been short-lived and the judgment of others has only fueled me to be even louder. I've survived childhood abuse, eating disorders, heartache, homelessness, substance abuse, and everything in between. Join me as I dive into it all and hopefully my rambles can encourage you to be your most outspoken self. Let's get controversial together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Outspoken with the Controversial Queen. On today's episode, we'll be chatting with an absolute legend, the youngest guest I've had. This young man is 15 and braving my podcast. He's the son of my very dear friend, Alison, and I'm very excited to have him on this show. Hey, Spencer, thanks for joining me.
Oh, that's all good.
Now, last week I did an interview with your mum and we touched on some heavy questions. So I would just like to mention to anyone listening that they might like to listen to that episode before listening to this one so we don't have to dive into anything too hard or uncomfortable. But feel free to say if you'd rather not answer something if you do feel uncomfortable, okay?
Yeah.
So you're no stranger to the media. In fact, you've probably been featured more than me. However, your story isn't controversial on your behalf, and it's a story of strength and survival. You and your brother suffered horrific burns as a young child, which has left you to have many battles and experiences, but also many opportunities. How many surgeries would you guess that you've had?
I think I've lost count. It had to be nearly 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I've completely lost count.
Yeah, we'd get to that point. How do you feel when it is surgery time?
Yeah, you know, when I'm in the car going to, ready to go, you know, I start to get nervous. But, you know, once it's all, like, I've got, like, the cannula in, pretty sure it's called that. And, you know, I'm lying down and they put all these, like, I don't know if it's, like, drugs or something on me. It's amazing, you know?
Yeah. Are you always spoiled once you're in there?
Oh, no, not really.
That's a shame. What about the hospital food? Are you sick of that yet?
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. My kids are the same. So have you made any friends while you've been in hospital during your stays?
I don't know how many, but I remember one. The only memory I really have is we used to run around the halls and something like that. But Other than that, I cannot remember much.
I think you cut out then.
Did I?
Yeah. But have you made any friends that you've kept in contact with?
No, I have no contact with any friends that I made there. Because I was only really 5.
Yeah, so now you don't really have to stay in hospital for long. Are they usually day surgeries?
I'm pretty sure we're starting to do that now.
Yeah,
sick of the overnight.
Yeah, that's good. That's good they can get you in and out.
Yes.
So do you feel any anger about your circumstances?
Not really, because even though that it was a horrific time, I guess with my scars and all that, it's led me to a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Meeting new people and trying new things.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing that you can have that mindset. That's really incredible. Do people ask you what happened and does that bother you?
Not too often, because I guess people are more into staring and not actually asking.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that a lot with Munro. She, you know, had to wear the suits that you and your brother used to have to wear. And it's more there's a lot of staring and pointing rather than discussion. So if anybody's listening, would you, and they've seen people, you know, that might have burns or even somebody with Munro that's just wearing a suit, would you prefer they asked you a question? Are you okay if people ask you what happened?
You know, it doesn't really bother me. Like, if people do want to stare, it'd be fine if it's only for like a few seconds, but you know, it could be quite a long time.
Yeah, it's not really polite to stare. I got to the point with Munro, and that's why I started sharing her story in the beginning, is I'd rather people know if they didn't have the confidence to ask than do the staring, because that's you know, one of the most uncomfortable parts, I think, is even somebody that didn't have burns, you know, we'd all sit there feeling like if I got food in my teeth or, you know, something, like, it's not a nice feeling to have someone stare at you. What would you think has been the hardest part of your journey as a burn survivor?
I guess just maybe not fitting in.
Yep. You're feeling a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you, because you go to school, year are you in now?
Year 10.
Yeah. And you've probably got a well-established group of friends now, though, at school.
I do.
Yeah. And was that hard for you to make that group of friends, or you were friends with them from, and they've gone all the way up with you?
Oh, I think it was pretty easy, you know.
I
would say that I'm pretty good at making friends.
Yep. Yeah, from what I've seen on your account and your mum's, you're certainly not shy timid.
I'm pretty outgoing.
Yeah. So now you've had some incredible experiences as part of this journey. You mentioned that just before. I think your mum's mentioned there was a Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, so I got a wish that I could that I had, which was I chose, because I was 5 at the time, or I'm pretty sure that I was 5. I chose all the theme parks like Movie World, Dream World, and Sea World.
Yeah.
And Wiggle World, which at my age now I wish I hadn't chosen. It was good. It was good at the time.
Well, I'm sure at that age it was an incredible experience.
It was.
Though. Have you ever met the Wiggles?
I have. Got a photo with them. It's pretty cool.
Who was your favorite Wiggle?
I guess the blue one.
Yeah. Munro had, it's funny because she probably would have had the same wish if she had got one. She was obsessed with the Wiggles, and she got to meet them a few times. She was obsessed with Emma Wiggle, of course.
Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. Have you seen the newest Wiggle, the new purple one?
Yeah,
I have. How he's like, he does like these thirst trap TikToks.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me. I was like, oh, okay. There's a whole new era jumping into the Wiggles. All these people are very thankful.
Totally.
Yeah. So, I wonder if maybe your mum was happy. Like, was the blue Wiggle? I think he used to be hot. So maybe your mum was happy that you chose the Wiggles.
I don't know, really.
She got a perm. So you're also linked in with the Kids Foundation.
I am.
What are some experiences you've done with them?
Well, I guess, you know, you get to meet a lot of people.
Yep.
With the same kind of life.
Yep.
You get to do amazing things, like go to amazing places and even just meet amazing people.
Yep.
And they're pretty fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So is that who you do the camps with, or is that a separate thing?
That's where I do the camps with, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. So where are some of the places that you've gone with them? Like, is there a place that you go to, or do you go to different places?
There's different places. So we go to I recently went to Ballarat this year, and also Adelaide.
Yep.
And then we also had a camp. Wait, did I say this year or last? I meant last year. I don't know if I said that or not. So like, that was last year. At the start of the year, we went to it was actually in Tasmania, so where I live.
Oh, yeah.
No, we go to places on the mainland a lot. Places like Tangalooma Island, which is just off, like, Queensland. I wouldn't have a clue, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just hear it and then I go. It's pretty fun. No, places that are hot, that I like, that are nice and warm.
Yeah, that's awesome. What are some of the things that you do while you're on the camp?
I guess just socialise. We look at a lot of like, I guess, charities and all that. Like, we've done like with people that are raising money.
Yep.
We just I guess kind of help out with that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you made friendships at the camps that you maintain outside of the camp?
Oh, I definitely have. You know, amazing people, even ones that are, you know, younger than me and older than me.
Yeah. And does that help you when you can be around people that can absolutely relate to all of the experiences you've gone through?
I guess, yeah, because you can talk about things that you can't talk about with other people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really awesome. I'm glad you've got that. Now, you've also been part of an amazing experience. And for legal reasons, we can't say what the movie is, but you were invited to play a role in a pretty massive movie. Is that correct?
I was. Yes.
Yeah. And what was that experience like?
Very repetitive. You know, I had to stand there for hours, just same lines.
Saying it over and over. And so how was that opportunity presented to you? Was that from one of the camps?
I actually wasn't a camp, yeah. So it was in Ballarat at the time, so last year.
Yep.
And so we have buddies, so just an older person, like a volunteer who just hangs with a certain person.
Yeah.
And we were on like a bus, and I think we were going to a place called Sovereign Hill, which is an amazing place. And she saw something on Facebook about extras that were needed for a movie, which also had the title with Chris Hemsworth in it. So I'm like, okay, that'll be pretty cool.
Wow, yeah.
And, you know, a few days went by. And, you know, I kept on saying that I really wanted to go in it. But we weren't sure if it was possible because, you see, with the extras, I'm pretty sure that you had to be in, like, Sydney and all that. So otherwise we'd have to pay a fortune to keep on going over there.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, and then I think a few months went by, nothing ever came of it. And then the CEO of the Kids Foundation was talking with someone who actually knew a person who their land was being used for the movie. And that person was named Robin McKenzie, which is an amazing person.
Wow.
And, yeah, so he was actually, his land was being used for the movie. So, actually, he spoke to George around getting me an extras role. But, George Miller, yeah. And then he just, he's like, no, let's let him audition for the role. So I auditioned and I'm lucky enough to get it.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Do you know when we can expect to see the film come out? When's it released?
Hopefully next year.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So I was obviously talking to your mum on and off while you guys were doing it. So they actually flew you over to do the filming, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah.
It was great. They paid for everything.
Yeah, put you up in a motel.
Oh, mate, not a motel, a hotel. That was really nice. 5-star.
full superstar experience.
Yeah. My mum and I, we walked in, and I think the first thing she said was, why are we here? We shouldn't be here. Because it was so nice. It was like, yeah, no, it was crazy.
Yeah, and what were the days like for filming? Did you have to get up early?
Because I was under 15.
Yep.
At the time, I wasn't as early as the other cast members, so I was about between 6 and I think 8 a.m.
Yep.
But the older cast members, they had to wake up at like 2 a.m.
Oh wow!
So I was lucky enough to not have to wake up as early.
Yeah, but, got to sleep in.
You know, it was crazy. So I woke up at about between 6 and 8, and then every day I would just have a shower. We weren't allowed to wash our hair because apparently it like ruined how the makeup works.
Yeah.
And I'd wake up, do that, and then we'd get a message saying that someone's waiting outside. So I would get a person who would transport me. I got my own driver to take me to where all the makeup and all that happened and costume.
Yeah.
I had my own trailer, so I got to sit in my own kind of like room that was on wheels. Oh, not technically on wheels. It was like a trailer.
Yeah.
Which had a shower. Had a shower and basically just a bathroom, which was crazy.
That's a pretty surreal experience for someone your age.
It was.
That's so cool. So how long did makeup take?
Oh, the first time it took nearly 2 hours.
Yeah. Your mum, I saw a photo and you seemed seemed like it was a lot of work that went into it.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy.
And lots then at the end of it, you got a they did a rap party or something. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy. You know, a lot of people. I got to meet some pretty famous people.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it was actually an eating place where under 18s, they weren't meant to be there past 8 a.m., but I stayed, I think, for like an extra 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And 2 hours later, I was like, I'm pretty sure I should leave. Otherwise, I might get in big trouble. So I started leaving. My friend called me an Uber, and he was walking me out there. And I was a bit confused because these 6 guys were following me, and I didn't know why. It ended up that they were big bodyguard security guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you had your own bodyguards watching you.
Yeah, I wondered why they were following me. But, yeah, then I realized that it was security.
Oh, it's just, okay, so it's because you're that much of a celeb now, you've got security, your own security team.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So now that you've had a taste for it, is acting something you're hoping to pursue?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've always wanted to be a performer.
Yep. Yeah. So, you've definitely got the personality for it.
Yeah.
So are you doing bits and pieces to assist with that? I think you did a course recently, is that right?
Yeah, you know, it was okay.
Yeah. And I saw you got some pretty cool headshots though.
I did. I really like them.
Get your portfolio together.
Yeah.
I love that. And your mum mentioned that you might like to do a podcast.
Oh, I think it'd be great.
Yeah. I think it's something you definitely should pursue. It's fun to do, but I do have to say that I definitely want to be a guest on your show. I'm putting my foot down there.
Oh, man, I have some amazing guests that could go on it.
Yeah. Who well, it sounds like you've already got some incredible connections. You're already one.
Oh, I do. I do. I have pretty famous people.
Yeah, I know. I might have to call you for some recommendations.
I know. I mean, I could get that.
You might have to tell your mum that I want to tag along to some of these events.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping to accomplish for yourself over the next year?
You know, I'd love to be in some more blockbuster potential movies. Become best friends with Chris Hemsworth. you know, just become a bigger person.
Yeah. Some more opportunities. So when the film is released, do you get to come over when they do any of the release around here?
I'll get to most likely go to the Sydney premiere.
Yeah, that's cool. There's going to be some cool people there.
And you never know. Maybe the Hollywood one too.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, yeah.
All right. Well, don't forget, if you get to have, you know, a plus two, because I imagine your mum wants to tag along, you can feel free to invite me along. Yeah, it's funny. I still haven't watched any of the films, so I will have to go and dive in and watch that first.
Yeah, just the big one, yeah.
Yeah. So what advice would you have for any children that are at the start of their Burns journey?
You know, don't look at the negative, just look at the positive.
Yep.
Definitely get in touch with, you know, people that have similar to you that you can become friends with.
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, they're not alone.
Yeah, there's others. Good advice.
Yeah.
What would you say to them if they are having a bad day about their appearance or their challenges?
Just look in the mirror because they're good looking.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, I guess it's not always about what's on the outside, it's about what's on the inside.
Yep. Exactly right. I think inner beauty radiates more than, you know, outer beauty.
Yeah.
And if you're a good person, then people will see that. That's exactly right. Just going through my questions here, dabbling in. All right. So despite the challenges you've experienced, you're an absolute legend. How do your friends feel about your experience? They've obviously asked the questions.
Yeah. No, I'd say at the very start they do. But, you know, they think I'm pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'd hope so.
Yeah. They don't make you feel any different.
No, not really.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm really glad that you've got that network of friends. I think it's so crucial for anyone, really. We need to have a really good supportive network. And a lot of teenagers I know struggle with friend groups, and they struggle to fit in anyway. So I'm happy for you that you've got that
Yeah.
for yourself. But so you, while I've got you on the show, rising superstar,
Oh, thank you.
can you drop your socials so we can follow your journey?
Oh, totally. I'd love that.
Yeah.
So my Instagram is Spencer Connolly the official. And my TikTok is just Spencer28.
Anyone, do you have a public Facebook yet or not yet?
I see Facebook as, more of family and friends.
Yeah, well, once you start to make it though, you're gonna have to have your little fan page
Yeah,
happening.
totally, yeah.
And I'll make sure when I write up the description, I'll make sure that I write down your socials so we can all follow along. And I'm sure everyone will be very excited when they can finally find out what this movie is.
Yeah.
So is there a particular date you're allowed to tell everyone, or you have to wait until it's released?
Well, I would say that on Google it says the 24th of May.
Okay.
So let's just pray that it comes out then.
Okay, all right. I'll be stalking too. I'll be very excited to say, oh, I know him. That's exciting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think I've grilled you. Is there anything else you feel you want to get off your chest?
Not really.
Well, you've got the opportunity. Not just want everyone to go and give you a follow and a shout out. And Chris
Totally.
Hemsworth, if you're listening,
Oh, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
you've got a new best friend
Yeah.
coming for you.
Yeah.
Gunning for your face. Wait, is Chris the one that went out with Miley Cyrus, or Chris is the one that lives here?
What do you mean lives here?
Like lives in Australia.
Yeah, he lives in Australia.
Right, so he's the already married one. So it must be Liam Hemsworth that's Miley's
Yeah,
ex. Yeah, right.
you're right.
I can never tell. I can never remember which one is which.
Oh.
All right, Chris is the happily loved up married one, so I've got to chase Liam
You do.
Hemsworth. Yeah, right. Okay, well, thank you for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure interviewing you, and I'm very honored that I got to be your first
Oh.
podcast interview. I'm sure
Thank
this
you.
won't be your last because I'm sure you've got big things coming,
I do.
and I'm very excited to see that. So thank you again, and thank you guys for listening today. I think we can all agree that Spencer is an absolute legend, and that's a credit to his mother. I look forward to seeing his growth and success, and make sure that you go and give him a follow and get behind his journey. So thanks again, Spencer, and I will chat to you soon. Hopefully, we can redo another podcast after the film comes
Yeah,
out,
totally.
and you've got another 30 films under your belt.
Let's hope.
All right, have a good night, Spencer, and everyone have a beautiful day, and I will chat to you all soon. Stay outspoken. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Make sure you are following all of my socials. We've got Instagram with Sarah Mills _ amongst the stars. TikTok is Sarah Mills _ ATS1 for now. Who knows until we get that one banned. YouTube is probably Sarah Mills amongst the stars as well. I don't know. Find a link tree, they'll all be in there. Thanks, guys.